Good evening, and thank you for joining me in this evening meditation. My name is Father Boniface. I am a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. Today we've been celebrating the feast of St. Gregory of Nyssa, at least in the Benedictine world. He's the little brother of St. Basil the Great, and thus a mutual friend of St. Gregory Nazianzen. All of them are known as Cappadocian fathers, and they made a tremendous contribution to the theology of the Church, especially a deeper understanding of the Holy Spirit. They were participants in the Council of Constantinople in 381 AD, and so they are in part authors of the creed that we say every week, which is the Nicene Constantinopolitan Creed. The whole second half, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. That elaboration of the Holy Spirit all took place at the Council of Constantinople. We'll take up the Church's prayer for St. Gregory of Nyssa to guide our evening meditation. But first let us pause for a few moments in silence, recollecting ourselves, placing ourselves in God's loving presence, and asking simply for his help. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God our Father, St. Gregory, your bishop, praised you by the splendor of his life and teaching. In your kindness, as we forget what is past and reach out to what is before us, help us to attain that vocation to which we are called. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Gregory the Great loved that expression of St. Paul from Philippians chapter 3, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead. And our point of reflection this evening is how well we live that out today. Do we get stuck on things that happened in the past? Do we get stuck on things that people said to us or hurts that we experienced, or we get stuck in some way, rather than being able to move forward, being able to open our hearts, being able to trust in God's mercy, which can redeem all things? For any ways that we got stuck in grudges and unforgiveness, bitterness and resentment, for any ways that things people said to us, and we might be very justified in being upset. But if we got stuck there and started to nurse that grudge and try to think of ways that we were wronged or hurt, then we want to repent for that, open to the Lord's mercy. God wants to help us if we want the help. Sometimes we choose to stay in those places because we don't want to open up the hurt. Even to be healed, sometimes we have to expose the hurt. Like when we have a wound on an arm or a leg, we don't even want to remove the bandage to show the doctor because it hurts too much to expose it. Sometimes our emotional hurts are that way too. But God is a good physician, and he wants to heal the places that are hurting. We can trust him to open them up to him. Let us do that now, wherever we might be hurting, that we might forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead as we ask for his mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We take up the Church's prayer for St. Gregory of Nyssa as we make a resolution to move forward in a better way, leave the day behind, look forward to what lies ahead. Let us pray. God our Father, St. Gregory, your bishop, praised you by the splendor of his life and teaching. In your kindness, as we forget what is past and reach out to what is before us, help us to attain that vocation to which we are called. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.